All right, 7:40 on your Thursday morning, this first day of October. Over the next few weeks, you're going to be hearing a lot from candidates for state and local offices. Joining us right now is the Democratic candidate for the 32nd State House seat, currently held by Republican Pamela Hornberger. Justin Boucher is on the line with us right now. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Happy to be here.
Appreciate you joining us. Tell us a bit about yourself, who you are, and what led you to run for this this state rep seat.
All right, sure. So my name is Justin Boucher. I'm running for House District 32. I'm an Eagle Scout, which I believe helped play a big part in my development and my values as a person and as an aspiring public servant. I went to Oakland University and graduated last year with a bachelor's degree in political science, not to typecast myself, but I always enjoyed learning about politics and legislative process. Shortly after getting out of college, as fate would have it, I went to a Democratic Party meeting in St. Clair County over in Port Huron, and I saw that they were looking to recruit some candidates. And so I figured that, you know, I have an education in politics and a strong belief in my values, so I figured maybe it was meant to be.
Not a bad job right out of college if you're able to land it. What priorities would you take to Lansing if elected?
Well, my chief priorities would be fighting for working families, and I believe the best way to do that would be fighting for fair wages, better benefits for working families, expanding access to child care, rights to paternity and maternity leave, as well as a right to health care to ensure that all people are able to get the care they need without fear of bankruptcy.
What do you think of Governor Whitmer's response to the coronavirus here in Michigan?
I believe that she had to make some really tough calls. No one was really expecting COVID to have the impact that it did. I think that while not perfect, I think she did the best job that she could.
There is an organization that has conducted a petition drive. They would like to see the governor's, and not just this governor, but all governors' emergency powers restricted. What do you think of that?
Well, I respect their right to protest and believe that she should have her powers limited, but I do not necessarily think that it is the right call, especially now. And there's been cases reported of sort of nefarious activity from their petition gatherers, you know, often lying about what's on the petition as a means to collect more signatures. So, again, it's their right to protest and demand change, but I think they should do a better job at following the laws.
Michigan's fiscal year begins today. The state legislature and the governor were able to come to terms on a budget, largely thanks to federal funds that kicked in. Those federal funds may not be there next year. What kind of challenges do you think the legislature is going to face next year in putting together a budget, given the challenges we have with COVID?
Yeah, it's no surprise that a public health crisis is going to impact our economy and our budget in a very dramatic way. I think one of the best ways to deal with this, if we can still work with the federal government to ensure that our state can stay afloat, but if not, we should consider looking into ways to ensure our revenue is stable. You know, I think corporate tax reform, ensuring that corporations start paying their fair share to help maintain the operation of our state without negatively impacting working people.
How do you think, Justin, the state of Michigan needs to proceed with COVID-19 here in Michigan, our response to it, not just from an economic standpoint, but from a health and management standpoint? How do we move forward in this age of COVID-19 in Michigan?
Well, I believe that we should. Well, first, if someone gets COVID-19, I don't think they should be responsible for footing the bill entirely. I think the state should do more to help people who have been infected without causing medical bills to pile up for everyday people. And I also believe that we should do more to help businesses get a hold of PPE to ensure that they're able to operate safely for the sake of the workers and for their customers.
Finally, Justin, why should people vote for you for state rep in this year's election?
I believe people should vote for me because I'm running to be a voice for working families in the district, fighting for causes and policies that I believe, regardless of political affiliation, are good for everyday people. Things like better wages, better health care, better funding for public schools. And if you support those things, I'm your candidate.
All right, for 32nd State House seat, we wish you well, wish you luck. Justin, thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
You too.